Hi there. In this video, I'm going to review the extrapubic inversion table with the comfort backrest so you can learn the benefits and the drawbacks of this product and make a better buying decision for yourself. I'll also show you where you can get a great deal on it with fast shipping. Okay, so let's get started with just sharing some thoughts about this product with you. And the first thing that you'll notice when the box arrives is that it's actually pretty heavy. Now, that may sound a little bit worrying that you got this big, heavy box, but look at it this way. At least it's not cheap, you know, thin plastic that this thing is made of. It's actually pretty overall sturdy, and it comes well packaged with the relevant parts separated so that they don't rub against each other and basically, you know, screw things up. So that's one of the benefits of receiving it in the proper packaging. Now, when it comes to the instruction manual, it is actually pretty thin. However, the reason it's thin is because it's step-by-step instructions that are very straightforward and simple to follow. I noticed is that there weren't any missing parts, no misfitting parts, and things like that where you feel that, you know, you've put a wrong part in and now you got to pull it out. Or put a wrong bolt or screw in and now you got to pull it out. It's all really straightforward and the directions are really linear and actually pretty easy to follow. So that's nice. One person can definitely put this table together, but if you have a couple of people, you could probably get it done in like 20 minutes or so. So easy assembly, really straightforward. All right, so when it comes to the actual table, even if you weigh over 200 pounds or a little bit over 250 pounds, I think that the table is going to be sturdy enough to basically handle your weight. When it comes to the durability, it's actually something that's built sturdy enough where you'll feel safe and secure on it. So let's say that you're a big, you know, 250-pound guy, then the steel is going to feel solid. The bolts are pretty strong and the design also seems smooth. So you just go ahead and adjust the footrest, which is really quick. So depending on your height, you go ahead and adjust the footrest, which is simple and quick, as I mentioned. And then you climb on it and you go ahead and invert. The balance feels good. And the handles are kind of oversized, which is nice because you can grip it in multiple spots if you need to and feel really secure. The slower you go in your inversion, the less nauseous you're going to get. And that's what I recommend, especially the first time if you're inverting, to kind of prevent that nauseousness from setting in. The first time all that blood rushes to your head, you could get a little bit dizzy. But again, as your body gets used to it, you'll really start enjoying that sensation. Now, coming back up to the vertical position was smooth. It was actually really easy and simple and felt relatively sturdy and safe as well. Some tips that I definitely want to give you is that, first of all, when it comes to your feet, if you go barefoot, it's fine. But if you wear socks and shoes or kind of use a towel as padding to cushion your feet, then it can help you relieve some of that pressure, especially if you have achy joints or arthritis or something like that. You may want to cushion your feet even more. When it comes to the inversion, as I mentioned, go slow, because unless you're an experienced, you know, athlete or you're experienced flipping on your head, then it could get a little bit uncomfortable. So just go slowly.